keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Kate and Jess with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, 48 rainbow lorikeets were released in Ipswich on Tuesday after being treated for lorikeet paralysis syndrome by the RSPCA. This syndrome mostly occurs in rainbow and scaly-breasted lorikeets and affects their coordination. Affected birds are unable to land on branches and in serious conditions can suffer full-body paralysis. They become unable to eat or drink, eventually dying from dehydration or hunger. The disease spread throughout southeast Queensland populations this summer, with 3,850 lorikeets treated or euthanised this year.
Queensland's frontline tuberculosis unit is alleged to have compromised on patient care and lost key medical files and complaints made by two of their uppermost senior staff. Whistleblowers Dr. Emma McBride and a former head nurse also contend that they were targeted by Queensland Health after making public how the system released seriously ill patients, including children, back home, instead of administering further treatment. The TB unit is based on Thursday Island, where the disease is prevalent and can be drug resistant.
In national news, according to peak vegetable grower group AusVeg, Australia's supermarket duopoly is causing an oversupply of food and millions of tonnes of waste. AusVeg says that one of the biggest problems is that supermarkets are entering into supply agreements where they nominate forecast weekly volumes with no obligation to accept that forecast volume. Many farmers have shared that the full forecast volume is rarely ordered by retailers and sometimes it's as little as 50%. The powerlessness felt by farmers have been apparent throughout the ongoing Senate Select Committee on Supermarket Prices.
A miner has died after being pinned underground after a rock fall at the Ballarat gold mine at Mount Clear. A total of 27 miners were caught in the rock fall at the mine site on Woolshed Gully Drive. Two men were injured, one of which was extracted by mine rescue teams last night and flown to hospital with life-threatening injuries to his lower body. Specialist mine extraction teams will work to reach the body of the deceased miner today, which is trapped deep underground.
In international news, the Indian government enacts a citizenship law that makes religion on the basis on which people can become Indian citizens. Under the Citizenship Amendment Act, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Parsis and Jains who entered India before December 2014 from Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh are allowed to fast-track their Indian nationality. However, Muslim people are not included in this. The controversial law was passed in 2019, but its implementation was delayed after mass violence occurred during protests, where over 1,000 people were killed and thousands were arrested.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is an extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We're back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.